I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The official recount in the Atlanta mayoral race will begin today. Mary Norwood lost last week's runoff election to Keisha Lance Bottoms by 832 votes, or less than 1% of the votes cast. Norwood has requested a recount. The request also asks election officials to investigate alleged discrepancies in the election. The Norwood campaign says it discovered irregularities during its review of the election data, like votes being counted from outside the city of Atlanta. Both Bottoms and outgoing Mayor Kasim Reed refute those claims. If the results hold up, Bottoms will become Atlanta's 60th mayor on January 2nd. A new report says DeKalb County has one of the highest racial disparities in the country when it comes to police shootings. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
The Vice News investigation revealed that DeKalb County officers shot 25 black residents compared to only one white person between 2010 and 2016. Data obtained by the AJC further shows that the county led Atlanta police in fatal shootings of blacks, 15 deaths since 2010. DeKalb's police department is 58% black, which compares closely to the population of the county. And most of the officers who shot the 25 black residents were black themselves. In DeKalb, a civil grand jury evaluates police shootings to decide whether or not authorities were justified. The department says all but one officer was cleared in the 25 shootings of black residents. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Republican State Representative Betty Price will not have to pay a $125 ethics fee. According to the AJC, the former Roswell City Councilwoman got a hardship waiver from a public ethics commission. She says that having her name placed on a public ethics commission list of officials who were late filing required campaign or financial reports was a political hardship. Normally, hardship waivers are granted for things like medical emergencies or if someone doesn't have the money to pay. Price is the wife of former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. Atlanta's soccer team broke another record this week with the acquisition of a new player. Yesterday, Atlanta United obtained Darlington Nagby in a deal that could be worth more than $1.6 million, depending on incentives. Nagby has scored 27 goals and logged 30 assists in his seven-year MLS career. He's also a consistent team member on the U.S. men's national team. Atlanta will hold a welcoming ceremony for Nagby tomorrow in the team store at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What are you doing this New Year's Eve? It's just under 3 weeks away. And for the first time in about 30 years, the giant peach will drop from a new location at midnight in Atlanta. WSB reports that the city has confirmed that the peach drop will be at Woodruff Park instead of Underground Atlanta. Earlier this year, the city finalized the sale of Underground Atlanta to a real estate company. Past peach drops have attracted up to 100,000 people. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.